Some intrepid business people think they see big opportunities as small players in the reconstruction of Iraq. At a recent conference, NPR's Peter Overby discovered the road to success in Iraq begins in Washington.
Dennis Hall makes his living setting up business deals in the Middle East. So he had the full attention of this conference of would-be Iraq entrepreneurs when he made this pitch.
The Baghdad Express is leaving. That train's leaving the station. You can stand on the platform and watch it leave, or you can buy a ticket and go for that ride and make something happen.
Everyone wanted to buy the ticket. The question was whether everyone was welcome. Some wondered whether reservations were required in the form of inside connections. Saman Shali is president of GSS, a California-based communications company.
It seems everywhere you go there is some kind of barrier to talk to the right person, you know, and especially when it's come to the government and DOD and all that. So everybody shovel you to somebody else, and in the end you get lost in the loop.
About 600 people listened and networked at the conference held last week at a hotel two blocks from the White House. They paid $500 to $800 apiece to attend. The prospect of doing well by doing good in Iraq has generated plenty of networking around Washington. Some of the top law and lobby firms now have Iraq reconstruction specialists. Right now, the focus is on subcontracts with the 18 prime contractors already picked by the administration. The Agency for International Development gave one prime contract to Bechtel, a giant construction company where former Secretary of State George Shultz sits on the board. But 90% of the work will be done by a couple hundred subcontractors. The jobs they'll do range from emergency dredging of the port at Umm Qasr to striping the runway at Baghdad International Airport. Cliff Mum is Bechtel's project manager for Iraq. He says the contract sounds like a whopper, $680 million, but it would hardly finance a new power plant in the United States.
It's really once the Iraqi economy starts moving again, then there's kind of a 2 to 20 year horizon where there should be a lot of opportunity, because much of the infrastructure in Iraq finally will have to be replaced, and that really is the opportunity for everybody in Iraq.
Another big company at work in Iraq was one of the stars of the conference, a company once headed up by Vice President Dick Cheney.
Good morning, folks. My name is George Sagalas from Halliburton KBR, and I am Director of Government Relations. Let me just introduce you a little bit to our company. If you haven't,
Halliburton's KBR division has a Corps of Engineers contract to restore the Iraqi oil industry. KBR actually wrote the contract itself under another contract, then won it without competition. Sagalas didn't get into that at the conference. Some in the audience complained that he gave them too much corporate propaganda. But he did explain just how they might make a Halliburton connection of their own.
Well, I'll tell you, this is what we look for, particularly in a mission like in Iraq or the Middle East. We look for fit, F-I-T, the best fit. Are you going to fit in with our company? Are you going to fit in with the mission? Are you going to fit in with the mission in the theater?
As Sagalas explained it, Halliburton wants companies like itself, tough, reliant, financially self-sufficient, and experienced in the Middle East. Not everybody thought things are that simple in the Iraq reconstruction business.
Influence, information, and access. That's what you need to have.
Barbara Kassoff is a founder of Women Impacting Public Policy. The acronym is WIP, a group that's now trying to break the old boy network in this most macho of industries.
I don't think it's a closed system, but I think you've got to really work it.
And another problem. The vigorously pro-business Bush administration still enforces passport restrictions that keep U.S. citizens from going into Iraq to make business contacts. Shali, the California businessman, says it makes no sense.
The German, the French, those who supported Saddam Hussein to stay in the power, they have ahead of us, they are there, already there, to do business, while we, the American, cannot do business. Isn't that the irony?
A State Department official said later in an interview that the restrictions have been liberalized. He said they might be loosened further if the government decides Iraq is safe enough. That should open the gates for these entrepreneurs, who now see bigger and better business opportunities in Iraq than they do in America. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.